out to our weekly exclusive one-on-one with head coach Doug Peterson, presented by Wawa. And Doug, look, this team started out 3-0, two wins in the last eight games. What has the difference been as you kind of look at it collectively, those first three games, the last eight games?
Well, one, we've played some good opponents. Number one, this is the National Football League, and everybody's good. We had a tough stretch in there where we caught some teams coming off their bye, and then on top of that, we've just failed to execute in some areas, and costly penalties, some turnovers. Defensively, not being able to get off the field or stop people, it's a multitude of things. But things that are very, very fixable each week, things that we address every week and try to eliminate the best we can going into the next week's game.
How much are you challenging yourself and your coaching staff at this point?
Well, it's all about me and it's all about the coaches and we evaluate ourselves. I evaluate myself after every game and want to make sure that I'm doing the right things, as I've mentioned before. I challenge the staff to really buckle down and really start teaching and get back to the basics a little bit, the fundamentals of football and what we did, earlier in the season. And it's hard to get back there just because everything's changed since, and you're playing so many more guys and injury has taken place. But at the same time, it's still football. We still, block, tackle, run, catch, throw the ball to our guys. And we just got to keep it simple that way.
What are you seeing from the defense just these last couple of games? Tough one against Seattle, tough one against Green Bay.
Two good offenses, two good quarterbacks. It was hard to, in Seattle, it was a physical football game. West Coast trip, it was a long week. Then coming to Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, again, a guy that controls the clock, controls the tempo a little bit, gets the ball out of his hand extremely fast, hard to get to him, hard to hit him. Same with Russell Wilson. These two guys are very athletic, can extend plays with their legs and with their arm. And so it's, 2 weeks in a row where we've had a tough time, staying on the field offensively and getting off the field defensively. And it's something that as we go, we got to address it and make sure that we're doing and putting, as coaches, we're putting our players in position to make plays.
There are people out there criticizing the lack of pressure from the defensive front, not just the front four. Is that more of a product of the mobility of Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, or is it a product that the Eagles just aren't getting home when you want to get home?
I think it's a little of both, to be honest with you. As I mentioned, Russell and Aaron, they can both do a nice job of stepping up into the pocket and or avoiding the rush and backdoor, frontdoor things that quarterbacks do. Being able to extend plays and then it's just hard too sometimes when you have six, seven, even sometimes eight in protection where you're double, you got a lot of double teams up front, and play action pass is really where they can get you that way. It's hard to hold up in the back end when you can't get to the quarterback. So it's something we've got to definitely focus on these next few weeks. We got to address it. And I know the guys are working hard in practice each week to get it done. And it's just a matter of pride and making sure that, the guys are doing it on Sunday.
When we watch Russell and Aaron Rodgers play, and then we kind of look at Carson and as he develops, what are the differences between a Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers and Carson? Are they really significant? I mean, kind of go into the coach speak about this.
Yeah, they are. Obviously, it's hard to compare those two guys with Carson at this stage because these are two veteran quarterbacks in the National Football League, and Carson is just a rookie. But you see some of the same similarities. I even compare Carson probably more with like a Carr in Oakland, because I was in that division, so I got to kind of see him grow and mature and make some of those young rookie mistakes his first and second year, with that offense. But now you're looking at him, and he's very efficient. They've got pieces around him now. Their defense is playing extremely, extremely well. And that's what I see going forward with the future of our football team and building those pieces on offense and defense and building them around your quarterback who is going to be a great quarterback in the National Football League. And so right now, you're kind of still going through some growing pains a little bit, but yet you see the strides. They may be small, And maybe the public or the outside eye doesn't see him right away, but we see him as coaches, and it's things that we continue to talk about with him, and I want to make sure that that he understands, you know, game situations and manages it that way, and take the shot when the shot is there. And again, it goes back to, you know, we're asking him to do a lot of things too, and he's been able to handle that extremely well, just like these other quarterbacks are doing.
So what are those things you're seeing? Why do you think he's going to be a great quarterback?
Well, his fundamentals are getting better. You know, he's making better decisions. You're seeing him utilizing his backs and tight ends here in the last couple of weeks, and us staying on the field in a couple situations. He's managing the run game, getting us from a bad run to a better run that we have in the game plan. And, you know, he's utilizing in the game the other day, he's utilizing his legs a little bit when he has an opportunity to scramble. And he's done that here, you know, in the last couple of weeks. So those are things that we see, you know, and they're small, but they're big in the big scheme of things and the big picture of things, and things that you can build on.
What will you find out, Doug, about your roster, about your locker room in the next 5 weeks?
I think the biggest thing is you're going to see the leadership of the football team. You know, when you're faced with adversity like this, you know, when your back's a little bit against the wall, you're going to see who the leaders of the football team are. You're going to see the guys that are really on board with the direction in which we're headed, and the messaging that, you know, are they with the entire program, and that's what you're going to see, and that's what you're going to find out. That's what I'm going to find out anyway with the football team, and you know, listen, I totally believe in this team, believe in these guys, and I don't think that's going to happen. I just know the culture of that locker room right now, and the dynamic of that locker room, and I don't foresee that happening, because this is a resilient group. This is a great group. And, you know, there's good leadership on this football team. And you know, we're going to find out a little bit about that. And then we're going to figure out how to win a football game.
Last one, Nelson, you backed him off last week. Where are you with Nelson, and what has he shown you?
I thought Nelson, first of all, handled last week extremely well as a professional. And so that shows me that's a little sign of maturity, and that he can handle that. And I just wanted him to see the game with a calmer set of eyes, where he wasn't pressed into action and he had to, you know, put a lot of pressure on himself to make plays, and but yet put himself in the game situations where he's playing it in his mind and he's visualizing making plays in his mind. And you know, going forward, well, you know, each week will be another stepping stone, I guess, to where we want him to be. And listen, I'm not down on Nelson at all. I told him that last week. Still got a lot of confidence in him, and we're going to work through this together. And you know, I told him that somewhere in these next couple of games, he's going to make more big plays for us than anything else. So a lot of confidence in him, and you know, he's handled this thing like a pro.
Doug Peterson, One-on-One, presented by Wawa. Thanks for joining us. Good luck against the Bengals.
Thanks, Dave.
Doug Peterson, One-on-One, presented by Wawa.